In many of the Prakim of Tehillim, David HaMelech talks about the ways that he's being persecuted, he's being pursued, he's being chased, that he's in harm's way, he's in a place of danger. But in Perek Beis of Tehillim, what's really striking is that the way David HaMelech describes his pursuers is that they're not just attacking him, but what he actually focuses on is that they're attacking Hashem. That those that are connected to evil, those who are connected to the wicked things and people that are chasing him and putting him in harm's way, they're not just coming up against him, but they're actually coming up against Hashem. And I think there's something about this that's very comforting, very helpful, because what we know is that obviously, in the end, Hashem will win. That somehow, in the end, Hashem has all the power and all the might and all the goodness, and Hashem ultimately will be victorious. So if those who are pursuing us were fighting against us, okay, so I hope we'll be successful, but who knows? But if we understand that those who are pursuing us, those who we're in battle with, are not in battle with us, they're in battle with the Ribono Shel Olam, they're in battle with the Master of the world, then what we know is what one of the psukim in this parak says, in Parak Beis of Tehillim. It says that Hashem is laughing at them. Hashem is mocking them. Because how could you fight against Hashem? How could you ever think you stand a chance against God himself? And so for us, what we're davening is that Hashem, you turn that laughter at them into a reality of showing that laughter in the world, showing the reality in which no one can raise a finger against God, and bringing it to life, bringing it to a place of reality, of realization, that anyone who's fighting against the Jewish people is fighting against the master of the world himself. And in that sense, they stand no chance. And help us find comfort in that. Help us find strength in that. And help us always be able to see it as all being about Lamancha, Laman Shemo, that we're here representing your name in this world. And so anyone against us is against you. And if they're against you, they stand no chance. Thank you so much for listening. If you enjoyed this, please follow us on WhatsApp, YouTube, or Instagram. All our podcast series can be found wherever you listen to podcasts. I'd love to hear from you, so please reach out with questions, comments, or suggestions, or to be added to our WhatsApp groups. You can reach us through email using yakov.attached@gmail.com or on WhatsApp at 773-888-2413.